Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Going back to school can be high stress for the entire family, and mental health issues for children is basically on the rise. School has become a more stressful place for a number of reasons, including bullying, and actually other stressors. But there are some things that we can all do as parents to help prepare for and deal with the stress of school from the start of the year. So before your child returns to school this year, there are a number of topics to make a point of discussing that could really help your child feel less anxious and also help them navigate the beginning of the school year in a way to, as they move along, feel less anxious. I'm going to start with my listener's question, which prompted making this episode about conversations to have before school starts, because there are common school stressors. So let's start with my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my daughter is heading into middle school this year, and she is expressing nervousness about being in a new school with some old and some new kids and asking me about her concern if another kid is mean to her, what should she do? I am not sure how to answer her on this and some other worries that she has started to talk about the start of school. How can I help her feel equipped and more relaxed? Bullying is among the top worries that kids have about going to and being in school. So talking to her about what bullying is, what defines bullying and how she can handle it, and then giving her a plan will help empower her to just feel more equipped should the situation arise. So first, explain the many forms of bullying. Because, of course, it's not just if someone is physical and pushes or punches. It can also be emotional, saying mean things or name-calling. But it can also be by shunning and excluding a kid. And why is it important that they understand that? Because when another child shuns or excludes your child, they do feel uncomfortable, they do feel upset, but they might not know why. And they might not know how to really define what is happening and therefore to take action in a way to help themselves. So explaining to them that all of these things really connote bullying and how to recognize if they, or for that matter, a friend of theirs is being bullied is important. Then you want to help them understand how, in the moment, they could disrupt bullying. First, you want to tell them it's really important, as hard as it may be in the moment, to not engage in a back and forth. Meaning, as much as they're able, do not react to the bully. Do not say something back, even an attack. Just walk away. A bully, as you can explain to your child, is looking for that reaction, which makes them feel powerful. And by not engaging at all, you become, frankly, an unappealing target. The next most important thing to discuss is actually the most effective thing when there is repeated bullying. And that is that your child can prearrange what's called a bystander. The bystander is the kid who isn't being bullied, like their friend, but is around when bullying happens. And your kid can make a deal with another kid, hopefully a friend, to say, hey, if this happens to you, I'll just say, hey, don't do that. That's my friend. And if they could do the same for you, that would be great. Because it turns out that the bystander doesn't have to do much. Just say, hey, don't do that. That's my friend. And frankly, that makes the biggest difference in bullying. Then, lastly, you should talk with your child that if there is ongoing bullying, it is important to report it and talk to them about a plan so they understand who they can report it to, for example, you or their teacher or their principal, and how they can report it. Just knowing all of this will actually help her feel that she's got tools, she can handle it, and help is there if she needs it. I hope that was helpful. There are actually a number of issues that tend to stress kids at the start of school. And I would recommend discussing each of these topics before the year begins to relieve worries and set them up for success. One of them is the stress of active shooter drills. All schools are doing these now. And while the jury is still out on whether or not they save lives, it does appear the drills are, for many kids, quite disturbing and causing fear and anxiety in an ongoing way all by themselves. But there are things that you can talk to your child about doing that can help. So you want to discuss that these drills are purely for extra precaution, for something that is highly unlikely to ever happen, kind of like fire drills or earthquake drills. You're not really expecting this to happen, but we do these things just to be super prepared. But they actually, even today, it might not seem like it if you're watching the news, but they actually are still extremely rare. Then let them ask questions to you about what they think about it, how they feel about it, and try to answer them as honestly as you can.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You do want to discuss the rarity, as I said, of instances like these, which really are under 1%. And you want to discuss many other things that are done for extreme safety that they will see never happen. For example, you may be out in a thunderstorm, but you don't rush home and barricade yourself in because you think you're going to be hit by lightning. True, you don't stand in the middle of a field and put yourself in the most dangerous situation. But short of that, you don't worry about it. Reassure them that generally speaking, they are safe at school. Teach them some relaxation techniques that they can do if they feel very nervous during the drill. So they may be crouched under a desk or up near a wall, but while that's happening, they may be feeling very afraid. If you teach them to do some, for example, paced deep breathing, that can help them do it without even anyone noticing while the drill is going on and help them to stay less anxious, which will make the whole event less scary. With little kids, you can teach it even by using a technique I call flowers and bubbles. So for little children, they have one hand that's holding a bunch of flowers they're going to smell in to a count of five. And then with their other hand, they will make their thumb and forefinger touch such that they have a round bubble wand, and they will blow out through the bubble wand after they've breathed in, doing this slowly, one and then the other. And that actually is paced deep breathing. And of course, for older children, they might not need that enhancement to do it. But either way, that is a helpful thing to do. Next, it's important to talk with your child about mental health. Educate your children about mental health, specifically about anxiety disorders, mood disorders, and attentional issues, because these are the most common things that may pop up in themselves or in a classmate along the way. And recognizing what you've explained to them will help them either explain what's happening to them and get some help, or even be able to help their friend. So, for example, many kids in class may find they're having a lot of trouble with worries, a lot of worries in their mind all day, distracting them from things that they would rather be paying attention to. And that when this happens too much, then that anxiety may be something they need help with. Or alternatively, they may be feeling too sad or having trouble staying organized and paying attention even when they want to. These are the kinds of things that you will explain are nobody's fault, just happen to some people's brains, just like some people get certain illnesses during the year, and there's help available if they feel they're struggling with one of these things. Discuss that anyone who has so much worry or sadness that they can't do their schoolwork or they can't enjoy playing with friends or sleep at night or feel okay most of the time does need someone to help them make that feel better. And then, because so much of the year is focused on, frankly, weaknesses of children, for example, what they can't do, I think it's great to start the year thinking about your child's strengths with them. So school can be a real grind, both socially and academically. And it feels like you have to conform and be great at everything, which can really stress and make a child anxious. But as a parent at the start of the year, you can talk with a strength-forward approach. So what do they like the most? What do they feel like they're pretty good at? And what do they want to get even better at inside of school or, for that matter, outside of school? Talk about exposing them to many choices of topic, an activity after school, a visit to a museum, a dance class they could try, a sporting event, a project at home after school, or what kinds of things in school get them going. And brainstorming with them about ways to expand on this strength and interest. This is a source of self-esteem for children, and it's also a source of pleasure and possibly even future success for them. Talk with your child about social media. The Surgeon General has publicly announced the negative impact of social media on children's mental health and the importance of parents delaying a child's entry to social media to at least age 13. And then even monitoring and restricting their access. So remember, social media allows for another form of peer pressure, which is why addressing this at the start of the year is so important. Talk to your kids about their social media before school starts. If they're on it, what kinds are they using? If they're on it, who of their friends are on it too? What kinds of things are they seeing? How do those things make them feel? And discuss parameters. Are they allowed to be on it yet? How much? Which platforms will you let them be on? And what platforms should they not be on? Discuss what they should do if they see someone they know post something concerning, like bullying or a threat, or even a statement of feeling like harming themselves. Because these kinds of things can be on social media, and it might make them feel unsafe or uncomfortable. So what can they do? And I would advise mostly talk to you and discuss the importance of not trying everything they see on social media if they are on it. If they have questions or aren't comfortable, they should always feel safe talking to you about it. Because unfortunately, as we've too often seen, the TikTok challenge that's dangerous and gets a kid into trouble. If they're not of the age that you want them on social media yet, though some of their friends likely are, discuss the reasons why and ways that they can engage with their friends in real life. Add and use parental controls on devices to limit access. Social media can be wonderful, but it can also place your child at risk. Think about parental burnout and child stress in general, because if you can set up a plan before your school days with your child starts, for example, what is their organizational system? How are they going to get ready in the morning? Is it better than to feel rushed in the morning, that they lay out their clothes the night before, that they pack their backpack, that they check off that their homework or whatever they will need for the next day is done, when it's more relaxed, and then be able to go off to school not stressed out that they barely made it out the door? Make some plans, do it before school starts, make some charts if that's helpful to your child so that you start the school year off not feeling behind the eight ball. And last but not least, I think it's great to talk with your child about making and finding friends, because often both children and parents are stressed out about this. But the reality is, and I'm speaking to parents now, your child only needs one or two good friends to be okay. So don't put the burden of having too many friends on them. Many parents are like, but who else are you having a play date with? Or how many kids can come to your birthday party? And that will actually stress your child. You can certainly, if your child is trying to make new friends, talk with them and come up with some tips that they can use to find one or two friends if they're feeling sad or lonely or worried that they don't have a good friend. And you can help them facilitate that. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.